Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you know, my emotions, like that side of it, I hate it. You know what I'm saying? I play football. I play with my brothers. I get to know my brothers. I hate it. But, you know, I'm paid to play football. No one cares if I hate it. Go catch the ball. That's how I see it. And yeah, man, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my job to the best of my ability so that stuff like that, they feel like they can keep us all together. That's the reality of this thing. You don't win games, things change.
Jets receiver Garrett Wilson really slapping a nice little component of leadership to him there.
Yeah. Rumor has it.
I was very impressed with his comments post-deadline.
Yeah, they were unable to... They did not move him. Not unable. Maybe they were planning on not. But AFC East teams, it sounds like, were interested in something on the Jets, whether it be Breece Hall, whether it be Garrett Wilson. And the Jets were not making an in-division deal. They were very reluctant to do so. So
it's funny. There was a report, I do believe it was Diana Rossini, who had reported that AFC East teams were, like, trying to make conversation with the Jets, and they said absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Which then coincides with Brandon Bean's frustration earlier this week.
Yeah.
So it does sound like they talked to the Jets, be it about Wilson or even maybe Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, tried to talk to the Jets, probably.
There were attempts made, and it was ring, ring, hi, this is Brandon Bean, click. Like, rude.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't go that rudely, but like...
I'll put you on hold. I'd like to watch the line blink. That's basically what the
like
Jets
to
said.
Watch the line blink.
That's what the Jets said.
That's so mean. But yeah, that's probably what happened there. Anyway.
Oh, did you see this? This also could have been cheekish, maybe. I don't know. Drew Brees now on Fox because Mark Sanchez let go.
That's just consequences, actions,
yes.
This, that, and the other.
So he won't be on First Take anymore. It'll be interesting to see Drew Brees in a actual like recurring spot with where Sanchez was. So
we'll see what happens there.
See if he's away from Stephen A. Smith, how the content changes. But go ahead.
All right. So do want to take a moment to get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Pat, you were waiting patiently throughout. You suffered through our hockey talk.
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome into the show. Thanks for waiting.
That's kind of interesting what you just said about Quinnen Williams, because, I mean, the Jets are so far away. Who cares? They should have just made the best deal they could have gotten. But I just want to say a couple things. Yeah, you know, I see the Patriots sort of wobbling a little bit with just, you know, an injury here or there or a rat in the locker room, but I tell you, we got to beat them. I don't care if we win the division. If they sweep us, that's not good. So we really got to beat them. And, you know, we have some tough games coming up. I mean, the Steelers are a very weird team. I mean, they can play really tough, you know. So that's a tough one. Obviously, the Eagles, you know, the Buccaneers. So we got to toughen up. I hope Josh looks like he did against the Panthers.
All right, Pat, appreciate the call, man. You were coming out ready to go. New England does have that advantage with their schedule. And I do think that you are right that they will collect a couple of losses throughout here, because I'm sorry, if the Patriots go 15-2, I'm not ready for that reality again.
No. And I honestly, I hate to be the I told you so wagon, but all offseason I was like, the Patriots are going to be there. And here we are talking about them. They're in front of the Bills in the division right now. A couple big games here coming up for the Bills and against the Patriots just in general with this, the opponents and everything. So this will be a make or break point in the season. I feel like if it's got to happen in the next few games, otherwise it won't. So it's going to – listen, this is going to get hectic here towards the end. We looked through – on my own personal stuff, I looked through both schedules, the Bills schedule and the Patriots schedule. And if you look through and kind of pick the games you think they'll win and the games you think they'll lose, the Bills end up around 12-5, 13-4, right?
Right.
And the Patriots end up around 12-5, 11-6. So there is a chance here that if they tie, right, that Falcons game can matter. The Bucs game can matter, right? Like, all of that can come back to bite them in a way. Because the Falcons played their best game of the season against the Bills and haven't looked the same since. So I don't really know what to make of that, but the Patriots are not going anywhere anytime soon. And even this season, you're going to have to hope for existential things to be able to put the dagger in them, if you will, you know, like the Bucs this week.
And I think that's going to lead us to where I want to go with this discussion. And it has to do with the rest of the league, the rest of the AFC, and see where things kind of go from here. I'm far more intrigued about how the rest of the conference is going to shape up with this week, mostly because I don't want to have the conversation of if you lose to Miami. If you lose to Miami, then we're not looking at the division anymore. It's just get to the playoffs. I hope we enjoy the last game at the current Highmark Stadium being the game against the Jets. That's what happens. that's what happens with my attitude if you lose to Miami.
Yeah.
They're not going to lose to Miami.
The over-under right now, 9.5. The Bills are favored by 9.5 points. Yeah. I'd alt-spread that to 15.5. I think they absolutely destroy them.
Miami is a rudderless ship. They
do have certain aspects where I'm like, okay, like Jaylen Waddle can still be a mismatch depending on injuries for the Bills' defense. But, like, I think Tua's – it's all about timing with him. And if Greg Russo, Joey Bosa can hit home on the edge – that pretty much, that'll be the end of that. We'll see Landon Jackson get a little bit of game time more than likely as well. So,
the Dolphins also had Tyreek Hill for their first
they
meeting.
Did. And losing Tyreek Hill helps you deal with the mismatch of Jaylen Waddle, right? And
right.
Jaylen Phillips also on the defense, gone. Jalen Ramsey, gone. Like, their defense is string bean compared to last time. And, hey, James Cook dealing with an injury, right? The ankle injury, he's going to play. But they might save him a little bit. They might not play him as much. They might not have him do as much. So I'm intrigued to see what the passing game looks like or if Ty Johnson or Ray Davis start getting really involved this week, if they go back to kind of a rotation thing.
All right. So I think because we haven't done this in a couple weeks,
It's been a minute.
I guess we could get that around the NFL type music going on here because we are going to be talking about around the league.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Sauce Gardner's second trip overseas this season with a different team.
That makes that uncanny.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
But what you're alluding to is the Colts against the Falcons.
Yes.
And Atlanta has turned into that game where, okay, we haven't had that Billsy loss in a while, and here it is. Because Atlanta's sitting there at 3-5. They are as hot and cold as it gets. Drake London's been awesome, though, this year.
Drake London's been awesome. Also, Michael Penix is the hot and cold.
He really is their factor.
Yeah. That's what's losing them games and winning them games right there. He's the mix of both.
But Jonathan Taylor, he's been fantastic. I'd imagine they'll just try to run it down Atlanta's throat, mostly because you don't want to deal with Daniel Jones being constantly blitzed, because that's what Jeff Ulbrich does. It's been frustrating for a lot of quarterbacks, including Josh Allen and the Bills. So I'm interested to see here what happens. But Indy, I think, should still hold on to their case for the one seed right now. Obviously, that game could be a lot closer than we think, though. I am going to highlight this game mostly because their division is bad. Baltimore against the Vikings.
Yeah. That could be, I mean, J.J. McCarthy, though, his alter ego, he calls 9 out there on the field. Had a pretty good game. against the last opponent there.
In game number 9 for both of these teams, the Ravens, this is imperative. You need to win this game, because if you're at 6 losses at the halfway point of the year, there's not much you can do to save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And because then you have to play perfect football just to make it. And I don't think that that's going to happen, not with the injuries that have depleted their defense. This is the must-win portion of the season for the Ravens, and it's going to be throughout the entirety of the season.
Every game for them is meaningful because they really have to win out to overtake Pittsburgh.
Right.
They could drop a game, but realistically, their goal should be to just win, 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 win.
Yeah, and it starts here with the Vikings. All right, Patriots-Buccaneers. Tampa Bay has a lot to say about the lead in the AFC East over the next couple weeks. And I do find that fascinating, because Tampa's a good team. They're an entertaining team. They're a cardiac team. Can you close out against a team that has done so well in one-score games this year? Drake May is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's officially official. We have to say it with our chest.
Yep.
Drake May is a problem.
Yep.
And yes, are you beating up on bad teams? Absolutely.
Good teams beat up on bad teams.
But that's what he's doing, is exactly that. You have to beat up on bad teams if you're going to have that cupcake schedule. You might as well take advantage of it. And yeah, Drake May is absolutely taking advantage of it. It is getting very frustrating seeing it happen with the Patriots. It's not just that it is the Patriots. It's that
it's them. I mean, it is a little bit, because it's them returning to be that thorn in your side just after a few year hiatus.
Oh, this is not a thorn in the side. This is your division leader.
Mm-hmm.
This is, welcome back to the hell that we've had for so long.
Yeah. I don't know. I look at the Patriots, though. You do have to put respect on Drake May's name, like you said, because truthfully, he's doing a lot with Diggs.
It's not like they have a run game.
And everybody else without a run game. Ramondre Stevenson, not great. He's going to be out as well. He's not playing. Kayshon Boutte, also not going to play, if I remember correctly there.
Yep.
So, DeMario Douglas, big game for him. Diggs, big game for him. And listen, the Bucs are frisky. This is a huge game, because the Bucs, if they mm-hmm. are able to beat the Patriots, that kind of evens out if you do tie the Patriots and the Bills are able to beat the Bucs next week.
Common opponent.
That'll tie up your common opponent. That, you know, so you do. This is imperative. You're a big Tampa Bay fan this week, along with being a big Bills fan, of course. But you need the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to beat the Patriots. That's
just bad. So that everyone knows, common opponent is one of the main tiebreakers after head-to-head and divisional record.
So if the Patriots split, they have the same divisional record, games like these are going to matter.
Games like these will end up mattering in the end if it gets to that tiebreaker facet. Jaguars and Texans. Jacksonville is the team keeping Kansas City out of the postseason at the current moment.
Keep it there. Keep them there.
Even with a loss, technically will still happen because they have the head-to-head on Kansas City, a 5-4 record against a 5-4 record. The head-to-head is your primary tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville does hold it. Can you, against Houston, and a very good defense there,
divisional game,
can you put yourself effectively at a 2-game cushion against the Chiefs while also chasing your division still? You'd still only be 1 game back at the Colts. Oddly enough for Jacksonville,
right?
If you get another win here, there's opportunities here for the Jaguars.
Jacksonville's hot and cold, man. They really are.
Trevor Lawrence is the...
I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say about him. I don't know.
Is he the smartest dumb quarterback or the dumbest smart quarterback I've ever seen?
I think there was more of an argument for Ryan Fitzpatrick to be that. Harvard educated and was a terrible quarterback, but... No, I don't know.
Fitzy catching strays here. What are we doing?
Yeah, I know.
Joe,
what are you gonna do? You gotta call a spade here, Derek. I can't lie to the people. Okay, you understand?
Joe.
But Trevor Lawrence, no, I don't know what to really think about him. He's got good weeks. He's got bad weeks. He's waving off his coach in 1 week and then doing dumb things the next. I really don't know.
He's game by game.
He's Uka Pekka Luukkonen of the NFL. That's what he is.
Wow. It's series by series, by the way, Joe. Oh, boy. The UPL of football, Trevor Lawrence. I would say that that's being mean to UPL. There are times where Lawrence's brain is as smooth as his hair.
Silky smooth.
Oh, my God. And it's just some of the most baffling decisions that you'll ever see.
Yeah, and the problems are as loud and large as his nose.
Now, oddly enough, I think there's going to be a strange rooting interest for the Sunday night game between the Steelers and the Chargers. Pittsburgh does lead the AFC North. I would like that to stay that way.
Keep Baltimore out.
No. With a loss. You want to know why? The Chargers also are a team holding the Chiefs out of the postseason.
Yeah. I don't trust Denver to do that long term. We need the Chargers to step back into it.
Baltimore has done a lot of the damage to themselves already. As a matter of fact, if the Steelers lose and the Vikings beat Baltimore here, the Ravens are still in a lot of trouble. Kansas City, I'm not going to say that I'm scared of them. I do want to say it would be hilarious to see them miss the postseason with a healthy Patrick Mahomes. That is what I want at this point.
I do want it. I'm not of the camp where it's like, oh, I want to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs to go to the Super Bowl. I really don't care whether you play them or not. A Super Bowl is a Super Bowl.
I want my vengeance.
I don't know.
I deserve this.
I would take that regular season win and call it whatever.
I deserve
and
this.
Through. But,
well, ready? If you keep them out of the postseason and one of your wins does it, does that technically mean that you eliminated them from the playoffs?
Right. That's what I would argue. I really don't have to play them. But yeah, I'm right there. I'm with you on that. The Chargers, the Broncos are the worst 8-2 team in the league, I think, after the other night. I don't trust them to continue on the pace they're on. I think they're going to stall at some point.
I do think, though, that 8-2, though, is it's a fact that you have a 3-game lead right now.
You almost
on the
want them in the playoffs because then you can just wipe the floor with them and move on.
Can I say I would hate to play Denver?
I wouldn't.
Oh, my God, what?
They're so... Did you watch that Thursday night football game?
Yes. I also know that that's a dominant defense.
Bo Nix. I really don't think Bo Nix is going to be a franchise quarterback.
It has nothing to do with Nix. It has everything to do with their defense.
They had a similar defense last year, did they not?
But we've also seen what they've been able to do, though, frustrating teams.
Yeah.
But they're also a defense that has gotten a year wiser. They added Jahdae Barron to the slot. And also, the Bills' offensive line has not been as good this year.
Hasn't been as good, but if the Bills make some scheme adjustments, I wouldn't mind. If they play like they did against the Chiefs last week, I have no worry.
All right. I don't want anything to do with Denver right now because it seems like they're getting their wins through voodoo magic, and you know I don't mess with that.
The Bills normally stop the voodoo magic, though.
No, they don't. The Chiefs beat them every year.
That's a different kind of voodoo magic, Derek. That's the shadow man in the corner of the room right behind you.
Voodoo, wizardry, and BS are all the same thing, okay? I just want you to know that. So, whether it's the Steelers with their 9-8 Super Bowl.
Listen, Mike Tomlin's going to win some more games this season. Just
the Chiefs with their red water fountains, because that wasn't ominous or anything.
No, that was bad.
Or now Denver getting to 8-2 despite not knowing how to move a football past a chain of sticks.
I would have suggested the Chiefs to go to the yellow color so it's not as abrasive, but then I realized it would be even more abrasive because it just looked like urine.
Yeah, that would not look good either. But still, dark magic is dark magic. You don't have to put the open that Evan played here today.
Monkey's
there's no
hand.
There's no science to evil, okay?
Respect.
All right.
I feel that.
So that's around the NFL, though. We wanted to more focus on the games that are going on with teams that are in precarious positions within the AFC.
It'll be interesting, though. Last note on the Broncos. Next week, they play the Chiefs for the first time.
Both teams, though, have extended time to get ready.
Yes, they do.
I mean, granted, the Chiefs have it off the bye week, but Denver gets 10 days.
Yeah, they have a mini bye.
It is kind of beneficial for Denver that they get some extended time of their own to get ready for Kansas City. I mean, if I was part of a pretentious fan base, I'd be upset about it, but I'm not.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad we did that because there are more games than you would think, right? Like, I'm just going to run through this for you really quick, okay? I want to do this before we go take a timeout.
Yeah.
So the Patriots, rest of their schedule, I'm going to go game by game, name opponent, you say win or loss. Okay?
Oh, no.
Patriots-Bucks.
Okay.
Just based off of your initial gut feeling, it doesn't have to be like loss, win. Like,
you know
just,
what? Let's make it interesting and say a loss.
Okay, loss. Patriots-Jets. Win?
Yeah, I don't need
yeah, Patriots,
to
Patriots-Jets, win. So you 1-1 right now. Patriots-Bengals.
Yeah,
win
that one.
2-1. Giants, Patriots. That could get frisky.
Are we serious with these opponents?
Yep. Giants, Patriots, December 1st. 8:15, by the way. That's a primetime game. That's a Monday night. At 8:15, that's a Monday night football game.
Oh, that's gross.
Would you have them losing?
No.
Or winning? Okay, so 3-1. Bills, Patriots, you have them splitting, right? I would assume.
Yeah.
So 3-2. Patriots, Ravens.
They might be dead by now.
The Ravens?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have the Patriots winning?
Yeah,
4-2?
Yeah.
4-2. Patriots, Jets, second time around, 5-2. Dolphins, Patriots, January 4th.
Oh, my God.
6-2. So the Patriots are already, what's the record already?
Those two teams need to be relegated.
So realistically, the Patriots are 7-2, so they would be, you have them at 13-4, the way you'd pick their schedule right now. The Bills, Bills-Dolphins win, Bills-Bucks, how do you feel about that one?
I don't know, but I think for the sanctity of this segment, we'll call it a win.
Win. So 2-0. Bills-Texans.
They should win that.
I think they should win that. Bills-Steelers. Mike Tomlin could pull out a squeaky, weird Tomlin victory here.
I also don't respect Mike Tomlin.
I don't either.
Coach, so win.
4-0. Bills-Bengals-Bills.
Yeah,
win.
You better win that.
5-0. Bills-Patriots. 6-0.
Yep.
Bills-Browns. Should be 7-0.
Yep.
Eagles-Bills.
Loss.
That's a loss. 7-1, Jets-Bills. We don't know. Well, they actually, if New England's going to play, they're going to have to play this game, I think.
Yes, both teams will have to play for their,
so
for
that's
their
a,
sake.
That's a win. So you have them going 8-1. So,
which is akin to what they do every year.
It is. So you have the Bills then at that point being 14-3. So they would win. They'd win the division at that point.
Yep.
So realistically, I do think
so
the Bills still win this division.
So let's call Tampa a loss, though.
Tampa
and
loss.
Both teams are sitting there at 13-4. They've split their division, their head-to-head, and they have the same division record.
And they both lost to Tampa then. And New England beat Atlanta. So then they would be the winners of the division.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's something
Baltimore
to that.
Could come into that, though.
Baltimore could factor in. If they lose to Baltimore and Buffalo's beaten the Ravens, that could be another factor in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking just to see what's going on here because I need to remember what their two losses. Steelers factor into this. Then,
yes,
though.
They do.
Because, so Baltimore doesn't factor in. The Bills don't have the advantage on Atlanta, but they get it back through Pittsburgh.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Then you're probably looking at strength of victory.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting deep into the pocket with the tiebreakers. If both teams lose to Tampa and it goes the way that I called it.
So Tampa, do we dare? For the Bills, must win. Do we dare?
Weirdly enough, for a non-conference game, it might have to be.
I think it is. It's a must win against the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Wait a minute.
What? What do you got over there? A sneeze, but what else?
Shut up. But conference record, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
If
right.
It carries over like this.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills have the advantage. If everything goes as predicted there, Buffalo's losses are who? Tampa and Philly.
Right, out of conference.
That's three out of conference losses.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
New England, earlier this year, their two losses are to the Raiders. That can come back to haunt them.
Yeah, AFC.
And the Steelers.
Steelers actually could be a big game. I do think we still label the Bucs as a must-win just for record-wise. You need to win that game.
Tampa and Pittsburgh are suddenly must-win games.
Yes.
That's where we're at.
You heard it here first.
All right. We'll take a timeout. Come back here. Joe, you have some much-delayed thoughts on something that you want to get off your chest from earlier this week, and I think that will allow you to do that here coming up next on Sports Talk Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Great young man, off to a good start. It is important we take it one game at a time, but just to celebrate that moment for a second here, you know, he's earned it. He's worked extremely hard, really fought through some big time adversity early on in his career and his journey this season. And, you know, I applaud him for his effort, his work with our training staff and our strength and conditioning staff and beyond. So it was really great to see him experience a moment like that. And, you know, it's a confidence builder and something he can build on as we move forward.
Head coach Sean McDermott on the Extra Point Show yesterday with Sal Capaccio, talking about Maxwell Harrison and the first career interception, the game that he had against Kansas City there. All of a sudden,
he called a shot last week.
He did. And I mean, if you're going to be an NFL cornerback, you need to have an ego.
Just like a wide receiver. They're always going to have a little bite to you.
I mean, I feel like you've got to have an ego when my favorite is like there's an overthrow on a play where you're clearly beat and then you just like put the seatbelt on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's my favorite when DBs celebrate an overthrow or a bad pass when they were clearly cooked on a route.
Sorry, I didn't know what you meant by put the seatbelt on. I thought you meant like, are you talking about putting the sword away in the sheath?
I don't know. Like,
yeah, that's like the sword.
It's the clamps.
I do that with my golf clubs. After I hit a good shot, I twirl it up and I go throw it in the holster.
Like I think it's the clamps. I don't know. Like, you know. But anyway, my point being, celebrating a bad throw being the reason it's an incompletion. Yeah, you got to have an ego,
right,
in order to celebrate that shamelessly. So, Bills and Dolphins. I'm very interested on something about that. And it's more or less Miami. However, I'm here to do almost all of your pregame tomorrow, so I'm not going to talk too much about Bills-Dolphins until tomorrow.
You know what almost all means? It means you get me for the first hour.
Yes, Joe is in for the first hour, as a matter of fact, at 7 a.m.
So we are here all of it.
We are here all day.
We're the collective all of your pregame.
We are your Buffalo Bills pregame tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Just hope you know.
Yes. But I was talking to you on the drive-in, spitballing. Spiraling's about the hockey team. We already got past that. But the trade deadline, it came and went. The Bills, unable to do anything. Sounded like things were kind of working up towards the end, and then the deadline passed, and just nothing could get passed, right?
Yep.
There were multiple theories and reports, Deebo Samuel being one of them, which I'm in the camp of, I'd rather not have done anything than get Deebo Samuel on this.
Well, team. I've got great news for you.
They did that. And I don't know. Everyone's still kind of talking about what they could have done And I was frustrated. We were on a little live thing on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. In the moment, in the day after that, I was a little like, ah, they were probably right there on something. Like, it's just, I wish they were able to get it done, get a wide receiver, or get a defensive lineman, anything, to replace Michael Hoyt as well in Ed Oliver. But I think now the conversation has to kind of turn to, and Owen Parker and I were talking about this the other day, what do you feel about this roster? And what do you think on the roster currently will be that quote-unquote trade or that quote-unquote change, right? Gabe Davis, as many people, right? Like, that's what they're saying. Like, oh, we're going to add Gabe Davis to the roster. Josh Palmer coming back from injury. That'll be another addition, technically. Ed Oliver eventually, right? Like, for maybe the playoffs, he talked about it. Like, right. Just kind of, he wants to get back. Michael Hoyt already had his Achilles surgery, and now with the new surgery they do, like 6 to 12 month recovery time. So he could be back for next season, which is a good look, right?
Right.
Early next season at the latest. So, like, on this roster, though, they've played down before, and I think they have more depth this year to really play off of than years past. Last week against the Chiefs, what did we see? An offensive adjustment. Yes, James Cook still ran the crap out of the football, right? Even I think I watched him obtain this ankle injury during the game, and he played through it because he was out for a series there for a little bit. But they had an offensive adjustment. Elijah Moore was utilized down the field, Derek. They threw to Elijah Moore downfield. Look how that worked out for him, right? Dalton Kincaid, the tight ends. Jackson Hawes got a couple big ones. Dawson Knox got a big one. Like, mm-hmm. I think you need to kind of look at that and be like, okay, especially against a Miami secondary like this one, and this is a little bit of pregame, but more so just for any team you're playing, you can't just dink and dunk. And that's what they were doing successfully, albeit. I'll say that. 30 points in the Panthers game. You won by 31, and you barely threw down the field, and that's where the outrage came from. And the calls for the trade deadline to be active came from. But once you get Josh Palmer back, if you're throwing down to Kincaid, if you're throwing down to Elijah Moore, I think you're in good shape. I really do. The one concern I have, more like question of what are you doing, what is happening here, is Keon Coleman. What do they do with him? He's not a boundary receiver. He's got one more chance realistically, Derek.
How often are the boundary receivers making plays, though?
Well, not in the beginning of the season, they weren't often. I'm just saying, I feel like this is Keon's last like big break. I'm going to be honest with you. Because when Palmer comes back, if he's able to slide into that position where Keon is and be effective, that's not a positional scheme issue. That is a you issue.
It's a player fitting with the roster
and
issue.
And that's where I think It's a big week for Keon. I do think so.
I agree and disagree at the same time because Miami's not a good defense to gauge this on. If he doesn't do anything, it might be because the game script demands it. If they get out to an early lead, are you going to expect them to feed Coleman a bunch of catches?
If they're throwing downfield and he's not targeted, Derek, he's been lined up.
Joe, they might not need to throw at all.
They might. I do think Miami's still...
This might be the Carolina game again.
It could be, but I do think you're going to see a little more throwing just because James Cook's injured, right? And you can throw against this Miami defense. I do think, though, if Coleman does... Look at how they line up against him. I was watching this just on a YouTube breakdown. The defenses line up. They leave Coleman with a single man, right? They do not think he's a threat whatsoever. He doesn't get separation. He can't break past. Josh, it seems like, doesn't trust him. They don't look his way very often at this point. Like, it doesn't seem like he's fitting in with this roster currently. And I'm looking at it as, okay, like, if they trade, maybe they trade for a wide receiver in the offseason, right? If they were close at the deadline, maybe they do that no matter what in the offseason. But if they do, is Coleman a part of that going the other way? I think he could be.
It could be. And I think it's also, I don't know how much of it's going to necessarily be on the player that you drafted a square peg and tried to shove him in the round hole.
Right, and that's a big thing from the Steve Smith Sr. stuff that I took away.
you're asking him to do something that he wasn't. And I've been big on the point of Coleman with the gauntlet drill. That was his calling card in the combine, right?
And you're just asking him to do fade routes, and it's
yeah. Put him in the middle, right? Put him in the middle of the field. That's where he gets a separation across the middle of the field. Right. If he can fit in and do something like that, but you already have Khalil Shakir. You already have Dalton Kincaid. You already have Dawson Knox. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are people that do that.
It's a redundancy thing, and I think the Bills do this a lot where they grab a bunch of players that can do the same thing.
That's what Deebo Samuel would have been.
Right.
Like, he would have been. He would have been a redundancy on this team.
And I think that's where Jackson Hawes has this, like, screaming, I'm different thing to him. Like, how good he is at blocking. Can Kincaid get the job done? Probably. But now they won't put him on the field for running plays because of that. Because 85 is so dynamic at this one thing.
Right.
Kincaid's on the other side, the opposite part of the spectrum. He's on the field 35% of the time. Comes away with 6 catches and 101 yards.
Yeah, he just makes the most of his time on the
field. He makes the most of his time on the field. But also, this is a scheming thing where Joe Brady, I am worried about how viable it will be in the postseason if you're going to have certain packages in to a point of predictability and see if teams are going to be able to see it and take more chances aggressively in the postseason. But it is where the tight ends are kind of opposite in the way that the wide receivers are. You have a lot of guys that have redundancy to them, and then there's Keon Coleman, mm-hmm. whose best skill is also done by different players.
Yeah, and different skill set of players.
And they're trying to make him do something that he's not.
Well, because they don't have any other option.
And again, it's the redundancy factor. And yet the tight ends are the complete opposite. They have a guy who's elite at receiving, they've got a guy who's elite at blocking, and then they've got a guy who could do both. That's kind of what your wide receiver core should be, too.
Yeah. Well, does Gabe Davis take Coleman's spot on the roster, Derek? I could see Coleman getting a healthy scratch if Palmer and Gabe Davis make their way up, Coleman could get healthy scratched. I genuinely see that in the future.
And that's
a problem.
And if that happens and Cole Bishop's the only viable pick from that draft, it's an abhorrent draft class.
It is. It's abhorrent.
And thank goodness that Bishop has rounded into form. Where we're looking at that, and maybe that was a Taylor Rapp problem.
I very much think it was a Taylor Rapp problem. But Bishop also has to consistently do that. Last week was the first, like, wow I got from him. Like, he's had flashes of it. Last week was the first full game where it was a wow. Every quarter he was doing something.
I was also impressed with him in the New Orleans game. Like, sure. The interception was a big play, but he was also kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
So he's had a couple of these games this year. He was also their best defender in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
So he's stringing them along now is what I'm getting at.
He's
going
to get more consistent, and he's got to. He's got to do it. That's kind of where I'm at. If he does this again for the next 2 games, okay, I'm here. He's arrived. I'm more than okay with that. But if Coleman, whose best game was week 1 in a fire drill situation, trying to come back of 15 points in the final 10 minutes of the game. Like, that's not great.
Kind of garbage time until it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Like, that's not a good look. And I think there's a 100% a possibility that he ends up healthy scratched.
I don't know about that. They do value how well receivers do block in this system.
Gabe Davis blocks really well. He can do that job, too.
I suppose so.
Gabe Davis was a blocking wide receiver in the last season he was here.
Keon also does field punts. They might use him there then, too. I don't know. I'm spitballing.
He did it once, and he got trucked. That was that. I just don't know. I think they drafted a redundant player in the early second round when you could have drafted a Ladd McConkey.
McConkey would have been redundancy too, though. I'm not going to go ahead and let you get away with that one either.
No.
He's a slot primary receiver, and the Bills knew that, whereas they thought that they'd take a slot primary receiver and make him something else.
And I get it. I get what you're saying, but I'm not saying McConkey would. I think he's just fit into the Chargers better. Not saying he necessarily would have fit here.
He is a slot receiver, though. That's who he is. That's what he was scouted as.
And I know Worthy's been mid. But throwing him downfield in that straight line with Allen, that could have been already making a bigger impact on this team than than Coleman has. I'm sorry.
Okay, you want a Joe Brady-led offense that does like to run the football to have a 5'9" wide receiver on the X position?
Well, I'm listen.
Thank you. Next,
listen. I'm just saying, in draft, and you saying that McConkie was a redundancy. So was Coleman. He's just a bigger redundancy.
But they looked at him and said, "There's a frame here. Maybe we can put him on the outside." And his skill set has not evolved to that.
If you look at him on draft day, though, anything in the combine doesn't tell you boundary receiver.
Again,
aside from he can jump high, like that was the only thing for 50-50 catches.
And again, that's that. I'm more or less looking at it as I'm not going to let you get away with saying other receivers that are probably also redundancy. I'm not loving that they're trying to turn Coleman into something he's not, and it's clearly showing struggles, but we can't go ahead and say these other players without pointing out the flaws of to why they weren't drafted either.
No, I understand that. And Xavier Legette would have been the same situation. Maybe he would be a little better. I don't know. Carolina was a dumpster fire when he got drafted there.
Speaking of dumpster fires, we'll talk about the Sabres again at the start of the hour. Brian Kozy will
be
joining us
that.
At the top of the hour. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you on a Sports Talk Saturday here on, I'd call it a decent weekend here, weather-wise.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow, Derek. It's not a decent weekend, and it's going to snow
a soon-to-not-be-decent weekend on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Last segment here of hour number two on Sports Talk Saturday. I got a quick little tidbit here for you before we go to Brian Kozio. It's a lacrosse signing. No, it's not with the Buffalo Bandits, but it is an NLL signing that is very interesting to me.
Okay.
The Philadelphia Wings of the NLL have signed former Buffalo Bill, New York Giant, and Syracuse Lax commit Casey Rogers to a 3-year deal. Casey Rogers was a D tackle at Bill's training camp.
He was.
6'5", 305, has an NLL deal.
That's insane.
Oh, that's, brother.
Call that guy an executioner immediately, because that's what he's going to be doing out there. Just setting picks, everything. It's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be holding up three guys.
It's insane.
That is
what a bit. Oh God! But I can also, can you imagine that running at you on a lacrosse field or whatever you call it?
Court? Forget that running at him. Yeah. You mentioned the pick.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You're trying to get to the net front. You got Josh Byrne doing his air burn thing. You got a guy who was an NFL D tackle at training camp now
coming into you. Just levels you.
Oh, God.
In the air, yeah. Got to watch out for him. Where did he sign?
In Philadelphia.
Oh.
Three-year deal.
I'm glad their season's going to get underway on time. The CBA got figured out, so nothing. Free agency was quick. We saw the Bandits lose a couple of players, but we'll have to have John Gertler on soon to
To
preview some Bandits lacrosse because it's coming up.
It's coming up soon.
End of November, early December. I got to look at when it exactly starts, but it'll be good. I'm excited about it.
But good for Casey Rogers, though. It's a good story to see. All right, we'll come back. Talk with Brian Koziel, the Sabres on the road against the Carolina Hurricanes, and I'm going to throw Joe back into his pit of despair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.